We come to our last batch of news items now, and they're a bit of a mixture, as always. We'll hear of national awards, the participation by a cathedral chorister in a BBC final, and a new big exhibition at the castle next year. Then there's a strike by shelter staff over pay, and slightly lighter news with the joining of forces by Belgian and Norfolk beer brewers. We'll start, however, with the fortunes of the football club. What a strange, conflicted state of affairs Norwich City find themselves in as this latest championship odyssey unfolds. By any stretch, a clean sheet away win at Swansea City to move into fourth spot in the table and still feasibly within striking range of the automatic promotion places should not be dismissed lightly. But after 4 weeks to sit and stew on the toxic end to that Carrow Road home defeat to Middlesbrough, this felt some way short of a reset. Timo Pukki's predatory instincts within a minute of the kick-off secured the points. Another goal to nudge him clear of Robert Fleck in the all-time charts, and a timely reminder, even when he is enduring a lean spell, there are few better in the second tier. But Swansea's toothless efforts to convert their overwhelming dominance of possession and territory made it a comfortable ride. A result, but not a performance to dispel the sense, there remains an inner conflict raging. Namely, how to extract more on a consistent basis from a group of players and head coach who have emerged successfully over this course and distance before.
Norwich City should make Timo Pukki an offer he can't refuse to convince the Finn to extend his contract at Carrow Road. That's the verdict of Canaries legend Chris Sutton, who fears the striker may have already made up his mind to move on from Norwich at the end of his season when his deal expires. But that shouldn't deter sporting director Stuart Webber from trying to get the 32-year-old to prolong his goal-laden spell with the Canaries, according to Sutton.
Norwich High School for Girls has been named among the UK's best schools. The school, for ages 3 to 18, was awarded the East Anglian Independent Secondary School of the Year in the 2023 Power Parent League from the Sunday Times. The league identifies the highest achieving schools in the UK. Norwich School has jumped 141 places in the national rankings since 2019, now at number 88. Head of Norwich High School for Girls, Alison Sefton, said, "We are absolutely delighted. Over the last 3 years, the ability of the students and teachers to adapt to the changing demands presented by the pandemic ensured that when the GCSE and A-level examinations came round, they took them in their stride and excelled. Norwich High School for Girls is the only school in Norfolk that won an award."
A campaign which has raised nearly £400,000 and diverted 225 tonnes of waste from landfill has been recognised nationally. University of East Anglia's Pack for Good has been run on campus since 2014 and involves donating old clothes from students and the local community to the British Heart Foundation. Since then, £396,669 has been raised from the campaign, with 226 tonnes of waste having been diverted from landfill. Tom Bohan, Waste and Recycling Manager at UEA, said, "We're absolutely delighted for our hard work to have paid off by being nominated for the Charity Partner Award after so many years of running the campaign." UEA was listed as a finalist in the British Heart Foundation's National Heart Hero Awards, which was held on December the 1st, which rewards people, organisations and initiatives working to make a difference.
A schoolgirl from Norfolk received glowing praise for her performance in the final of a prestigious BBC competition, where she narrowly missed out on the top spot. Alice Platten of Norwich was one of the final six in this year's BBC Young Chorister of the Year, which is run by Radio 2 and Songs of Praise. The Norwich School A-level student won her place in the final after impressing judges in the semi-final with a stunning rendition of Rutter's A Gaelic Blessing. Ali Jones described the performance as one of glorious soaring notes. The panel of expert judges, Catherine Jenkins, Howard Goodall and David Grant, decided who took home the title and trophy before Alice and other finalists took to the stage to join the winner for a special performance of O Come Emmanuel with Ali Jones. It's the second time she has impressed the BBC judges, as she also reached the Young Chorister of the Year semi-finals in 2020.
More of the remarkable artefacts recovered from a 17th century royal shipwreck found off the coast of Norfolk have been revealed ahead of a blockbuster exhibition about the discovery. Wine bottles encrusted with barnacles, the ship's navigation tools, a pair of spectacles with their wooden case, combs and clay pipes all survived centuries on the seabed after the HMS Gloucester sank in 1682. Along with the ship's bell, they are among items which will go on show at a major exhibition at Norwich Castle Museum next year, which charts the final journey of the boat and its amazing discovery off the coast of Great Yarmouth. The Gloucester was carrying James Stuart, the future King of England and Scotland, when it went down after striking a Norfolk sandbank on May 6, 1682, on its way to Edinburgh. The royal passenger was saved, but as many as 250 people drowned. After lying on the seabed for 325 years, the ship was discovered in 2007 by Norfolk brothers Julian and Lincoln Barnwell and their friend James Little.
Staff at a housing charity in the heart of Norwich have taken to the picket lines on a two-week-long strike over pay, as cuts are leaving them seeking advice and having to support themselves as the cost of living continues to rise. Shelter helps people in housing need by providing advice and practical assistance, campaigning for better investment in housing and for laws and policies to improve the lives of homeless and badly housed people. But now, more than 600 of its workers across the county, represented by the Union Unite, have withdrawn labour for a fortnight. The action began on Monday, December the 5th, in a bitter dispute over pay, including staff from its Norwich office in Whitefriar House, Fishergate. The workers cite not being able to afford their own accommodation as one of the main reasons for the action. Self-help guides and additional information can be found at www.shelter.org.uk, with a reduced service accessible by emailing norfolk@shelter.org.uk. People who are at risk of homelessness should contact their local authority housing team. Anyone rough sleeping can access help via Pathways at www.pathwaysnorwich.org.uk. For those needing alternative advice, Norfolk Community Advice Network, NCAN, has a helpline accessible via www.ncan.co.uk that can refer people to appropriate organisations.
A gaggle of Norfolk breweries have teamed with Belgian beer makers to create a series of beers and ales to debut next year. The project will see four Norfolk brewers, Tyndall Ales, Poppyland Brewery, Grain Brewery and Moongazer, represent the city of Norwich. They will twin with Belgian counterparts in Leuven, in the country's Flanders region, and will be the first UK breweries in the UK to strike up such a relationship. The four Norfolk-based breweries have visited Leuven for an initiative to create closer links between the two renowned brewing regions and to make a start on a unique collaboration of brews which will be carefully curated and created in time to launch at the City of Ale Festival in May 2023. Well, we've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you've enjoyed it. As usual, we remind you that when you've finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. Don't forget that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
We hope you have enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole team of loyal volunteers who have produced it today. The editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Tim Edwards. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. As you know, the office is not manned every day, so if there is no reply, please do leave a message on our answer phone and we will always get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So, we hope that you do not have to wait too long for this and for next week's edition. Don't forget to keep listening as Chat Around follows now. And with that, we hope you have enjoyed this Chatterbox edition. So now it's goodbye and a happy Christmas from myself, Rosemary, and from John.